Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Possum Hour?
Mr. Blutarsky. 0.0.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Rawhide theme. Worked 4 days in a row, had to play the Rawhide theme. We was moving them beeves all weekend long. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of toilet mushrooms, and all things squid. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, it's Wink Blinkley's World of Floss. It's Wednesday at 3:45 a.m. Join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Vincenzo Bing Barnacle, inventor of the dead letter opener. Thursday, don't miss Chunk Bluster, because we may never get a better shot at him. Fridays, of course, it's us once again. On Friday night, possibly possible. A week's worth. A worthwhile. Time a-wasting. That went quick. They're all talking about their cats there in the chat room. Well, as I find the link, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Do you mind if I talk to you about diarrhea? I just want to say two words about it. Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol controls common diarrhea. It relieves that misery and the nausea that you can get along with it. Pepto-Bismol coats, soothes, and protects. It relieves that nausea. Makes you feel an awful lot better. Next time you get common diarrhea, you'll thank me. Pepto-Bismol.
From the way you've got me heaving, I'm darn glad to see you leaving. 'Cause to lose your love, I really didn't mind. But I know you've no idea how it gives me diarrhea when I see the awful mess you left behind. Dirty dishes on the sink, piles in the ceiling. When I look at them, I get a stinking feeling. I bought you a vacuum cleaner, so it makes me all the meaner when I see the pile of dirt upon the floor. And inside the bedroom closet is a 16-ton deposit of that dirty, smelly underwear you wore. So I'm puking my heart out over you. Bah! You should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart, it ain't a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you. Since the day you popped the question, I've had acid indigestion, for I found that I was underneath your thumb. 1 week after we were married, I was wishing I was buried when I saw you were a dirty, lousy bum. When I look at you, I feel as if a lizard is inside of me and gnawing on my gizzard. All my love would have been truer, but your breath smelled like a sewer. When you married me, you played a dirty trick. And my heart may not be breaking, but my belly sure is aching, 'cause the very thought of you still makes me sick. So I'm puking my heart out over you. You should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart ain't all a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you.
I'm having chest pain.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Gumby's not here, man. What? Yeah, man. Gumby's not here, man. I don't know what's up with Gumby. I don't know if we'll do the whole show tonight all by myself. I figured if maybe if I scheduled a show, he might show up. I hope he's okay. As far as I know, he's all right. He had food poisoning, but I told him not to eat those cigars, just smoke them. Could have been a hoagie. You never know. I hope he's okay, man. I texted him. I didn't hear back, so we'll see. I figured maybe if I schedule a show, he'll get the hint. Well, I'll tell you my anecdote. This is all I got. Last garbage day. My day was made at the beginning of the day. So anyways, to set it up, it was put out all your shit day for garbage day. So you could put out furniture as long as it was wrapped up and bags and bags and bags of garbage as much as you wanted, except for certain items. So up and down the street, a couple doors down, they had piles of bags and a thing. And across the street, they had two canisters overflowing. I mean, and nasty, you know, with blech, goop flopping down the sides of the thing. And, of course, I had my usual one bag of garbage in the giant canister that I have to wheel to the curb. So I wheeled out both my garbage and my recycling. They picked up the recycling. Later on, the garbage guys are coming down, and I'm watching them. And it's taking them forever to get down the street because they got to stop and pick up 800 bags of crap at every house. So they get to my place. The guy grabs my canister. He opens it up, pulls the bag out, throws it in the truck. Then he grabs both my canisters and wheels them all the way up my driveway. And then he turns around and he kind of nods and bows with his hands together like a Doc Severinsen. Like, thank you for not having a disgusting mess we had to paw through, sir. It was nice because, you know, I'm always picky about my garbage and whatnot. And it makes a difference. Made the garbage man happy. Made me happy. I felt so good after that. I'm like, wow. You know, random act of kindness. Well, in the tradition of Possum Hour, I will blow something up. And you're in luck. It's a new one. What? Yes. I got to do both parts tonight. You're kidding. A new one? You got it, Chief. Woo-hoo. Got a whole bunch on it. Okay. What are we blowing up? Oh, yeah. Uncle Bobo's playlist, man. Somebody suggested YMCA, but he doesn't play that one. He plays Macho Man. So I thought, Macho Man, the village people. I don't know if he knows it's all about gay dudes and shit. But it reminds me of Bobo, so let's blow it up.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to play?
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Gonna tell that Larry bad Uncle John. He claimed he got the misery, but he has a lot of fun. Oh, baby.
I don't know if Gumby's okay. I hope he's okay, Apple Cheeks.
He hasn't checked in.
He said he had food poisoning last week, so he hasn't been on Facebook either, so I don't know. Tried texting him. No answer. We'll see. Hopefully, yes, it's just an old man nap. Yeah, I figured if I scheduled a show, he might show up. It's just me, man.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar while he eats you.
Truer words never said. Alrighty, there they are, the Possum Lounge. This is so lonely. Remember, I used to have like 8 people on this fucking show, you know? We couldn't make room for all the fucking people want to be on this cocksucker, man. Edward J. Finch Warbler, whatever his name was, Barney Google, and then the Fernosi twins, they all wanted to talk, and everybody had to chat there, and now it's just me, man. I've managed to push them all away, to alienate myself. Well, see what happens. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Thank you for coming, darling. We'll make it through. We'll muddle through, and then we'll figure out what's going on here. Gumbo. The night's not over yet. Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, which brings me to this point. Gumby was the only one, the only possum with perfect attendance. Because I missed a show. I missed a Friday show one time, and he ran the show. So, now it's me, Gumby, me and Gumby are tied now, and then Dr. Cake, because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. I think Dr. Cake, I know two, I think she missed two. Not sure if any more than that. That's amazing. What a glutton for punishment. Thank you for coming, darling. And that is our Canadian contingent for tonight. But they're all gals, so, hey, all the better. And there's G.T. Trenton, our good old pal. He's the strongest man on the internet. No more fish named Bob for old G.T. He's filling in the old pond, man. Bluegills will be a memory. May they rest in pieces. Well, you got a good opportunity to clear the board off tonight, huh? Oh, he showered tonight. He's not the strongest man. And there he is. Old pal Ope. Other people's eyes. Man of a million record albums. But she's got this one. Blues Brothers. Do-do-do-ding-ding-ding-ding. I hope everybody's having a good night. I hope Gumby's thriving and well. Rest in peace, John Link. He ain't coming back. Oh, yeah, rest in peace, civil rights. Yeah, it was fun while it lasted, kids. Whee! And there they are, the Possum Lounge. And your super host, me...
There's a high-flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by? Well, he's riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me here. Like a tree here, I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blues. Now the sun comes along, oh Lord, it lights up the day. And when he gets tired, he slides on over the way. Oh, it leads to the west. He gets gone every day. But Lord, look at me here. Well, I'm rooted like a tree here. Oh, I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Now, I had a man, and he lived in a mine. Now he never saw the sun, but Lord, he never stopped trying. Then one day, my man up and died. I said, my man up and died. Oh yeah, my man up and died. When he wanted to fly, and the only way to fly was to die. There's a high-flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me, well, I'm rooted like a tree here. I got the sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, man. I can bitch about weird. Man, I don't know if, like, I'm in a good mood, positive waves, but, man, life just keeps throwing them lemons at me, man. It's hard. I got to keep squeezing them really quick to make that lemonade, you know. My truck's been leaking gas, right? So I take it into the, I call the guy, got to go back. Couple years ago, my mechanic passed away, and I didn't like the guy that replaced him over there, so I took my business to this other garage, see? I can say their name, DJs. So I took it over to DJs for the last 2 years, and they fixed the fuel line about 2-3 months ago. It was leaking gas, and started leaking. It was leaking gas still. I don't know if it was again or still, a different leak, whatever. So I call them up, and there's no answer. What? No answer. Place of business. I drive by. It's like the doors are shut and everything. And so I called back the next day, and this guy answers the phone. He's like, yeah? I go, yeah, it's called. See if I could bring my car in. He's like, oh, well, they're kind of out of business. What the fuck, man? Without any announcement, warning, out of business. Somebody made them an offer they couldn't refuse. They got a nice location on the corner there on a busy avenue. So, hey, fine. So I really need to get this gas leak fixed. So I call up the old place. Well, the cool thing is this guy who sold me a car, God, 20 years ago. Sold me a really nice car, a Saturn. One of the nicest cars I ever owned. Lost it in the divorce. Anyways, he's running the joint now. So I figured, cool, I'll get a fair shake from this cat. So he says, yeah, bring the truck up. No problemo. So I take the truck up. I walk home. Get a call the next day. Yeah, your gas tank's leaking, man. All rusted out and shit. Oh, nice. It's a very expensive fix, right? Yeah, so we're going to call and get the order to tank it. Okay, fine. So day goes by. Any word on the old Truckosaurus there? Yeah, we're still waiting on that gas tank to come in apart. You know, shipping. Hey, 2022. Supply lines. Joe Biden. You know, okay, fine. Next day, same story. So I didn't end up, I had to go all weekend without my truck, man. No wheels. Till Wednesday. Till the other day. So that, it was from, I guess, Thursday to Wednesday. I didn't have a truck. So I take it out Friday night. Drive thing. Saturday I had to drive to Fredericktown or something. Big, long drive. Driving all over creation. Drove to Newark today. And when I got it back, I had about 3/4 of a tank of gas. So I've run it down to about 1/4-8 of the tank today. So I stop and get gas on the way home, fill her up. All the way home, I'm smelling gas. Yep, smelling gas the whole way home. And when I get home, there's the leak coming down onto the driveway. Bleep, 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 bleep. Right there from where the gas tank nozzle is, so. Wonderful, wonderful. I'll be dropping it back off tomorrow morning, first thing. I hope it is a freebie. Fucking man, I was so pissed. Oh my god, I said some square words. I said the bad words. but it's just a bunch of shit that happens. But anyway, so when I didn't have a truck, I just figured, well, I've been wanting to like cut down on beer, so this would be as opportune time as any. So I haven't had a beer in a whole week. What? You heard me. I have not had a beer since last Sunday night. Over a week. I have had a few spots of wine here and there, but, man, I better start losing some weight, because that's a lot of calories, I think, hopefully. I don't know. Yeah, I know, a whole wheat cake. Amazing. I know. I keep waiting for Gumby to say something. Well, that was... Well, the beer, I just drink it too much beer, you know? And it's like, too fat. I'm fat, man. I need to lose some weight. I don't eat anything, so I figured it's got to be all the beer I drink, right? Yeah. Who knows? Hopefully. We'll start trimming down a bit. Feel a little better. Actually, I feel better already, which I hate to admit. After a week of not drinking beer. It's not really a good... Yeah, like I've had a little bit of wine every night. And I don't like wine too much, you know. I'm not going to be wino. I have a little spot with some tea in it right now, but let's say we knock something off of the playlist here. All right, how about Sunny Land Slim? That sounds like a good one.
The devil, he's a busy man. Boy, look like he stays on my trail. But no matter what I try, the devil, he gets right in my way. Sometimes I see off to myself. Woo, I sit down and begin to think. To myself, chill, and I sit down and I begin to think. But no matter what I try, chill, the devil gets right on my trail.
trying to find shoes and have the shoe blues. Aww.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool at some more. Is everybody happy?
Beauty. Well, let's see, what else is going on here? Well, I worked a bunch. Prom nights and graduations. Today was a hospital. Employee Appreciation Day. Very nice. So, yeah, hopefully I'll have my truck back by Saturday, because I have a job to get to. I'm sure it can be fixed. Oh, it's just, you know, when you get, I was in such a frame of mind, like, you know, well, at least the truck's fixed, ready to go, and we're going to hit the summer running, man, and then boom. Not so fast. Dang. Quit whining and bitching about that. Think of all the money I'm saving on beer is going to go to fix the truck, I guess. Yes. Blush wine and Diet Arizona green tea. Delicious. Well, let's see what else we got. We got weird shit, man. Quickies. Where's that quickie I just sang, man? There's some weird shit in here, man. I just saw here. Okay, yeah. For instance.
Never talk back to your mom and dad when you are mad. Never talk back to your mom and dad when you are mad. Never be rude and disrespectful. Never break rules, then get forgetful. Never throw a tantrum on the floor. Never shout at them and slam the door. 'Cause that's how you get grounded. Never cheat off some other kid's test when you're in school. Never cheat off some other kid's test when you're in school. Never get the answer from a friend. Never sneak in notes written on your hand. Never let your eyes begin to wander from your paper to another. 'Cause that's how you get sent to the principal. Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye. Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye. Never take the strike pads off a matchbook or go to a hardware store and then look near paint fingers from your attic at. Never go bring a pot into a rapid boil or get hydrogen peroxide. Never go to a farming store and then buy pH strips and PVC pipes. Those fuel cans that make outdoor grill pipes. 'Cause that's how you make crystal meth.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah,
that went, yeah, that, like I said, that took a big turn. And that went off in another direction there. So if you're taking notes at home, that's how you make crystal meth, I guess. Not that I would know. Hopefully I didn't, like, spread info. Yeah. Like there's somebody worries about spreading misinformation in this world. It's all it is anymore, man. But he's trying to, like... Don't get me started. Sad state of affairs here in the United States of America as our freedoms are plucked away one by one by the evil overlords and that. Yeah, you know them guys. Alright, so all I can think to do in defense of that is dance. Check it out, man. This is a silly one. Decker's dance.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Can't find a gal, oh, what'll I do? Skip to Maloo, my darling.
I'll find you another one, a pretty one too. I'll find you another one, a pretty one too. I'll find you another one, a pretty one too. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo, Lulu, skip to Maloo, Lulu, skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, my darling.
You bud ready, horse? Ready as all ever be, Paul. Radic on the mountain, big as a mule. Radic on the mountain, big as a mule. Radic on the mountain, big as a horse.
Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo, Lulu, skip to Maloo, Lulu.
Well, how come you get to sing all the bass notes?
Age and wisdom, boss. Age and wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know. It's been a long time since that went up on the board. I had no idea that it was chipmunked.
Smells like ass.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Kumquats!
Indeed. Well, I guess we could cut to the chase here, man. There is a feature on this program. It may interest you.
Take a spin! You could be a winner! Awesome! Yay!
Pretty soon it might be Yoko, you never know, but not tonight. You've been chipmunked. I chipmunked the Cartwrights. Why did I do that, man? I was like looking forward to hearing them sing. Well, who knows when I put that up there? Last year? 3 years ago? Back in the 80s, I don't know. Here we are, 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Which, if you keep it, if you ever notice, that's the middle of, it's now the middle of the show, see. I made it this far all by myself. Halfway there. Turn the clock, be off the hook. Gumby, where are you? Anyhow, time once again. 3 minutes. Never get back. Tonight is no exception. The infamous guy, you know the guy, and he sings the songs. Here you go. 3 minutes. Never get back.
I'm on the drinking man's diet. It came from a book I was loaned. It's really terrific and quite scientific, and I'm half stoned. For breakfast, some cornflakes and vodka. But cornflakes have carbohydrates, so I don't eat those fattening cornflakes. I eat the vodka straight.
Drink, drink, everyone drink. It's not as bad as we used to think.
With every Manhattan, your stomach will flatten. So drink, drink, drink. The Air Force invented this diet, a fact which they hotly deny. Of course they deny it, 'cause this is the diet that got the Air Force high. For lunch you can have three martinis. What better lunch is there than that? But caution, do not eat the olives, 'cause olives make you fat. Drink, drink, everyone drink. It's not as bad as we used to think. If pounds you would burn off, then turn on your Smirnoff and drink, drink, drink. For dinner, a nice scotch and soda. Now that ought to help you to lose. No whipped cream, no butter, just lay in the gutter and booze, booze, booze. Suppose you should meet a policeman who says you've been quenching your thirst. You just tell him it's physical fitness and health comes first. Drink, drink, booze everywhere. Pass that decanter of bourbon there. I'm fatter than ever, but here's what's so clever.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
McDonald's French fries.
Well, at least that guy showed up, huh? All right. McDonald's French fry guy. You can always count on him. Just like you could count on McDonald's French fries. You can go all over the fucking world, they taste exactly the same. I don't even know if it's real food. But they're delicious. Alright. See. Oh, congratulations. Whoop. What's going on? Thing is fucking up here. Oh boy. What the devil's going on with my word pad, man? Dude. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jeez. My computer sucks, by the way. Did I mention that? Never mentioned that. No, McDonald's is not real food. Dr. Cake, you are correct. Well, she's a doctor. She was. You see that picture? It was on Facebook today. They had Dr. Cake, Sherry from the with Rock the Android, all the surviving women from Star Trek, and they were all looking hot. Mariette Hartley and Lee Merriweather, and that was cool. Sherry, what's her name? Sherry Jackson. She still looks great. She's eternally gorgeous. All right. Congratulations to the Florida Zoo as they announced the birth of a black-handed spider monkey. They're classified as vulnerable to extinction. The sex is not known yet. Actually, it's none of our business. You know, honest to Pete, Leave the black-handed monkeys alone when it comes to their sexuality. If they want to be whatever they want to be, let them be. Just let them be. All right. Oh, it has a unique marking on its nose that resembles the Batman logo. So, whatever that means to you, that sank in. Okay, wonderful. Gotta love new monkeys, yeah. yeah. All right. Not a lot of headlines here. Oh, yeah, that's not good. I don't want to talk about that. Oh, well, yeah, you probably saw this one, the ancient Roman bust. It was stolen by the Nazis in World War II, and it was found in a Texas Goodwill. $35. 2,000-year-old Roman bust. And the lady, she got it checked out and everything with the museum and such. I know damn well, if that had been me and I'd have bought that sumbitch and brought it home, it'd be in my living room, man, next to the penguin and shit, you know? What the fuck, man? You're going to put it in a museum or somewhere where a bunch, you know, like with 100 other busts. That bad boy was in my living room. That would be awesome, man. Got the old-fashioned phone and the head of Zeus or whatever his name is. Cool, man. And I mean, $35. That's a pretty heavy tag at a thrift store, if you ask me. I still have the witchy poo. I bought it for my first wife. $5, I think. No, I think it was $15. It's a big tag, man. It's a beauty, man. Witchy poo doll. Sitting up on the shelf, baby. Yeah, that's my retirement. All right, well, good luck to her. She's too honest. Too honest for her own good. You know, honesty's good, but, you know, don't go crazy. That's what I always say. All right. this guy is funny. The federal investigators, they learned this guy was making $2,000 a day selling marijuana from a vending machine attached to his Michigan home, federal agents said. That's industrious. Guy in Detroit, $2,000 a day with a vending machine. Nice. That's how he made his living. First they arrived with a search warrant and, you know, poured water on that party. They seized 18... Oh, yeah, he had some firearms and whatnot in there. He's probably no good, Nick. But, you know, hey, you got to love entrepreneurialism. You know what I mean? Good for the Michigan guy. They grow a lot of dope up there, though, because they've had that medical marijuana for a long time, so they all know how to grow dope up in Michigan. That I've been told. Now, speaking of cannabis, it is now United States of America's fifth most profitable crop. And that probably doesn't even take into consideration all the black market marijuana still out there. So I think I think the states that are legalizing it are kind of getting the idea, hey, you know, it could really be a boon to our tax base. Ooh, pistachios, Dr. Cake, pass them over here, man. I love pistachio. I miss those ones with the red shells, though. You know, you'd be eating them, and then, like, at the end of the evening, you had, like, red thumbnails and shit. Oh, those were the days. No more, though. Do that no more. Been over that. We've been over that. What's this one? Oh, a driver claims she... In Portland Police Department, there's a picture of this van, like a minivan, not a minivan, I don't know, SUV, whatever. It's halfway down this set of stairs in this parking garage. In the police department, this is in the police department, she was trying to follow her GPS to the parking garage, and it took her to the top of the staircase, and she started going down, and then things stuck there. A little embarrassing. Coincidentally, she, you know, blew an excessive blood alcohol level thing there in a test, and she's kind of in trouble now. I mean, I thought it could happen to anybody, but apparently it helps if you are whacked out of your mind on joy juice. In the cop station, though, man. Ouch. I'm sure they didn't look lightly on that. Cops really don't have much of a sense of humor. Experience. Who's these guys over here? Pedal Pub arrested, charged with DUI following Atlanta rollover crash and injured 15. Well, that's not funny, Commodore. What the fuck? Oh, it was a thing that a little on the bike, the large scale bike thing, and the operator was drunk again. More drunk driving. So just don't drive drunk. Don't drive drunk, kids. I mean, we're making no sense at this point. Doot. Just knocking these stories off. All right, this could be interesting. So these people, Maryland residents, they go on vacation. They come home, and there's two people lying in their bed. The front door was damaged, and the apartment was completely empty. They located two suspects, a black male adult and a white female adult, lying on one bed. And there's a pop-up. The only piece of furniture left in the room, and they decided they were going to squat there. I don't know if they were responsible for taking all the furniture, they decided they were going to live there, and, the police investigation is ongoing. Can you imagine that? You come home, and, like, your whole fucking place is empty except for a mattress with two people saying, what are you doing in our house, man? This is our crib now. About $49,000 worth of shit. That's all? Wow. They said that there was trash all over the place, smeared all over the walls. They fucked the place up, man. I don't know if it was the people they found or other people, but, man, that's got to be a drag. Here I am bitching about my gas tank. You know? These guys, their whole fucking house is trashed. See? Always think about that shit. Okay. Here we go. Celebrity news. Danny Bonaducci's ailing. Thoughts and prayers. Positive vibes. Fred Savage from the Wonder Years got tagged, got me too'd, I guess, or got rung up for bad behavior. And he was fired from the Wonder Years reboot without, you know, the Wonder Year kid. Good times, man. Who knew? Fred Savage. It's always ones you never suspect, man. I guess the lady that played the mom said the original series ended because of a sexual harassment lawsuit against the aforementioned Savage and Jason Hervey, who played his older brother. What? Yeah, the lawsuit was ultimately settled and dropped. So, these guys are dicks, man. Whoa, who knew, man? They seemed cool, didn't they seem cool? You were like, man, these guys are cool. Nah. They're dicks, man. Wow. What a drag. Here's some politically correct shit. They were trying to, like, dog Steve Martin's King Tut sketch. I guess it started getting views online and such. And I think it's... I saw it live. I was like, this is a seminal moment in television history we're watching. And it's not making fun of Egyptians or anything, for crying out loud. It's a silly song. Yeah. People. It's okay to be woke. You know, go to sleep once in a while. Take a nap. And you'll be fine. Okay. Now, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. No, I don't think Cut would care either. I've got the 45 single, man. I was that into it. That was like my, man, I was like 17, and it was like the coolest show, and Steve Martin was the funniest guy, and wild and crazy guy. Oh, God, those were the days. That was a golden era. Late night television comedy and stuff. And I was 17. You had a 24-hour boner when you're 17. That's the truth, women, ladies. We usually don't talk about it, but, man, when you're like 17, you wake up, boner. It's a boner all day until you go to bed. Basically it, man. Especially in church. I don't know why. All right. World records. Arizona runner completes 102 marathons in 102 days? What? 26.2 miles on Thursday, marking the 102nd consecutive day. Holy crap. Jackie Hunt Brosma, an Arizona runner. Oh, wow. This is like the feel-good story of the century, man. She lost one of her legs to cancer. What? And then she fucking does 102 marathons in 102 days. Hats off to that lady. That's... Now, here, again, I'm bitching about a fucking leaky gas tank, and she's running around with cancer leg. I feel like a schmoo-goo. All right. This is one I like. A Georgia Tech students create a four... a 4.2-mile hopscotch course for a world record. It went all over the campus of their school, Georgia Tech. 4.2-mile hopscotch course. Holy cow. Man. this is an attempt. So they haven't sanctioned this one with the Guinness people yet. But hopefully the good people at Georgia Tech will... a Magoo. Did I say Magoo? Did I say a Magoo? I feel like a Schmagoo, a Schmagoo. You know, a schmuck. Whatever. All right. Oh, Scotland. The world's largest bottle of whiskey is up for auction. And this is going to be expensive. Bogey brought down a bottle for the bar. We only tap it like, you know, when deities come back to earth and shit. It's so dear. Like $200 a bottle. Macallan. This thing is a 5.5. That is for a little bottle of Macallan. $200, right? That's for the 12-year. This single malt Macallan, 5 foot, 11-inch tall bottle. A 32-year-old Macallan. Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord. How much they're expecting it to... Oh, yeah. They're expecting it to fetch in excess of $1.9 million. Wow. That's a lot of scotch. It wouldn't fit on a shelf. I'm going to have to pass. Be nice to have, though. A lot of good... Man, that's like a lifetime supply of best scotch in the world. If anybody's, you know... Christmas gift, birthday. I'm turning a big 62 this year. Be a nice gift. I'm just saying, you know, hey. Right. The world's tallest woman is awarded 3 more Guinness World titles. She also has the longest fingers. She's the tallest woman at 7 feet 0.7 inches tall. She has the longest finger, measuring 4.4 inches long. Longest finger on a living person, female. And the Turkish woman's right hand measures 9.81 inches long, and her left hand measures 9.55 inches long, earning the longest record for the largest hands on a living person. And the longest back on a living person, which I would think would follow if you're the tall, but hey, whatever. So she's racking them up, man. And she's, yeah, very tall. God bless you. Good luck to her. The Turkish woman. You know the one. All right. oh, speaking of tall, how about the world's tallest dog? 3 feet, 5.18 inches tall, a Texas Great Dane. Wonderful, a wonderful dog. Who do we got here? Okay, well, whoop, they're gone. There's somebody on the board. I was going to ring them in. Back to the records here. Brazil. The highest slack line. A daredevil walks a slack line between two hot air balloons and breaks the world record for the height. 59 feet apart, 6,236 feet over the ground. Wow. Man, I get dizzy like, you know, on the second floor. Not good. All right. With that. I almost had a caller there. Hey, I blew it. All right. Here we go. Guy from Africa. South African. White guy. South African. I guess he's still African. Anyways, he jumped rope 71,185 skips, jumping rope, in 8 hours. That is now the new world record. That's a lot of skipping rope. But he's got both legs, so, you know. Like the cancer lady. All right. And now, David Rush, our old pal in Indiana. An Iowa man. An Idaho man. There he is. Idaho man. Now, remember, a few weeks ago, well, it'll be April 25th, this is dated, we announced that David had set the record for balancing a chainsaw on his chin. That was only like 2-3 shows ago. Balancing chainsaw on his chin for 37 minutes and 56 seconds. And, of course, the chainsaw wasn't running, right? Woo-hoo-hoo! Well, he must have listened to the show and thought we were chiding him, as he has now set the record for walking with a running chainsaw balanced on his chin. No effing S. It's probably the most dangerous one we've done with him so far. He walked 206 feet and 8 inches with a powered chainsaw balanced on his chin. Crazy, man. Is it? Jeez. He said he tried it a couple times until he officially broke it. Jeez, man. He better simmer down, you know what I mean? That's just kind of crazy, man. All right, and that's the news.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
Absolutely. And I'm unmuted. That's a good thing. Especially since I don't have Gumby to say, Kamala, are you muted? Well, it just goes to show you, Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, is, without a doubt in my mind, the best co-host you could have on a podcast. Mark my words. And I would tell that to him if he were here. But he ain't here, bastard. Slacker. Hey, man, yeah, I know, me too, Alice. He hasn't, last week I sent him a PM about the show Friday, you know, saying I was working, and he hasn't read it yet. Woo. We all love Gumby. Tomorrow is Mexican Mother's Day. So, Madre. Madre Dios. Or Dios Madre, I guess. I don't know. I don't speak Espanol. Wasn't that weird? I put a picture up of a girl named Estrella, and I wrote Estrella, and they translated into star on the post. It's like, no, her name was Estrella. Algorithms and that. Let's see. We got another quickie here. Oh, here we go. Quick quickie.
I like breast milk, but I cannot lie. It hurts when it squirts in my eye. And when my mom walks in with a jar of baby food and I'm just not in the mood, I get sick. Cause it's green and it's brown and I know it just won't stay down. Things in my stomach are churning. My little baby butt starts burning. Oh, mommy, I think I'm in trouble. I can feel it start to bubble. I think about the diaper I'm wearing and how the seams will be tearing. Hey, mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah.
I think that I have to go potty. Dial 1-900-BABY-WIPE or just get yourself a mask. Baby's got little in the middle, but he's got much gas. Baby's got little in the middle, but he's got much gas. Baby's got little in the middle, but he's got much gas. Little in the middle, but he's got much gas. My daddy just gave me a bottle. That warm milk makes me throttle. And my tiny little baby intestine is having some trouble digesting. Oh, daddy, I'm getting that feeling. Too much fiber in my mealin'. I think you know what that means. I'm about to go in my jeans. Baby's got gas. Baby's got gas. Baby's got gas.
That's one way to eat up a minute 49 seconds. When you,
motherfucker!
When you run out of shit to say is all I want. Okie dokie. We got a yodel, though. Beauty? I can't hear this, man. And I lost it. I don't know where it is so I can turn it up. Ain't that suck? All right, we'll do this one. All right. Yo, yo, yodeling. So I thought to myself, self, I would reckon. Now, we all are, you know, thoughts and prayers, positive waves. Ukrainians, man. Philly with the Ukrainians. Fuck Putin, by the way. I don't believe we mentioned that yet. Fuck Putin. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, I'll bet you they do their share of yodeling over there in the Ukraine. They've got mountains and shit. And they got, like, Switzerland, a couple countries over, man. They probably hear it. Yodeling across the Alps. So naturally, I looked it up. And tonight, well, it's a pretty funny thing, too. It's a Oshkdaedritten, or the Cuckoo Yodel, by a 12-year-old girl named Sofia Shkidchenko. Good. Time. Once again, Kuyori.
Oli, 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 Oli,
Oli, Oli,
Cuckoo Yodel.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Yodel.
Супер, Софія Шкідченко, гучніше оплески.
with yodeling like that, how can they lose? Well, don't answer that. We're all rooting for you, Ukraine, man. And, you know, it's weird, man. I hate this because now I'm like on the side of the military-industrial complex. Because don't kid yourself. Those guys that, you know, the bad guys that we've been bitching about all these years that have been ripping us off with all this military, they're making big bucks now off of this Ukraine thing. They're like, oh, yeah, you want to send another $500 million worth of shit over there? Oh, no problemo. We just happen to have the contracts right here. So, the same war as Smedley Butler once wisely said, war is a racket. It's a money-making scheme, man. Sucks, and that's the truth. So that David Rush, man, he better simmer down running around with a fucking chainsaw on his chin. It really was. It had the chain in it. You know, you can see it in the video. And, you know, he might want to simmer down just a little bit. Go back to the ping pong balls and stuff. Stuff that's not sharp. Pointy. This pointy thing. I agree with you, Apple Cheeks Alice. I think it would be better for the world if that little short guy with the bald head was gone. Doot doot. Blush wine and Arizona diet iced tea. Blech. I miss beer. I do and I don't. I just really want to. I really want to lose some weight. I'm that dedicated. Damn it. Blech. Too sweet. He was out making speeches to. Was that today? Victory Day. Forgot. Bastard. He's evil. He's evil, man. He really is. I don't say that lightly. Blush wine and crappy iced tea. No, crappy wine and good iced tea. Well, thanks everybody for coming. Yeah, I will let everybody know as soon as I find out anything about my pal and yours, Professor R.J. Gumby. I hope he's okey-doke. Well, I'll try giving him a call maybe tomorrow. See what's up. But in the meantime, everybody drive safely. You know, tell your loved ones how you feel about them, and don't do any pranks with mashed potatoes involved. And on that note, I gotta turn it up. Energize!
Und es geht gleich weiter mit einem Tier, nämlich dem Amazing Dancing Bear von Simon Smith, alias Alan Price.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear outrageous. Allow me, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Seeing at the nicest places where welfare faces all stop to stare. Making the grandest entrance is Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They love us, won't they? They beat us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be.
Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.